It's all in a day's work. From celebration to hate to love. Let's begin where it began. I have shared one of my experiments in an early stage, healing my stomach damage and my acid reflux. After many decades of stomach trouble, and about a decade of nasty heartburn independent of what I ate, I realized that unless I do something, it is going to kill me or I'll wish it did. So I asked Source, and Source suggested that maybe I have the dreaded stomach bacteria. Bacteria? I have a remedy for that. And I started taking Golden Seal tincture I made years ago. For a few days it looked like it worked, then for about 10 days it got worse. And then one day Muscletis said I didn't need it anymore. By that time I didn't have any heartburn. And I haven't had one since. And the amazing thing is, I can now eat probably anything. So a few days ago I started to cook Hungarian dishes. Although I still eat almost completely vegetarian. I haven't dared adding back meat, lamb, or poultry. I eat dairy, fish, occasional eggs. Muscletis says, no. So I decided to muscle test. Muscle tested the whole 600 food item for myself. Again. I ended up with about 40 items that are edible for me. Luckily they include tea. I learned to muscle test accurately through the Healing Codes people. They called it the truth method. But it was muscle testing. I used to muscle test what fundamental human value I need to ponder next. These later became the third phase activators, healthy beliefs, purposeful action, stop actions that lead to nothing, forgiving, forgiveness. Unforgiveness keeps you stuck, peace, peaceful, peace of mind, stop worrying, humility aka eliminate wrongful pride, self-control 1 and 2, goodness, patience, kindness, trust, love. Nowadays I muscle test everything. Muscle testing is a conversation with Source. Not my body, mind you. The body is always striving to be and remain in S, evolutionary stable strategy, and allow no growth, no getting better. So no, muscle testing according to what the body wants is a bad idea. On the other hand, unlike the body, Source has a preference to growing, to better, to increased energy and happiness. So I muscle test to express what Source says. The art is to take myself, my mind, my ego out of the conversation. I am good at it. I am masterful at allowing Source to talk instead of over-talking. No battle of wills, arguing, like in many people-to-people conversations. Like with Bonnie yesterday. So I muscle tested the 600 food items for myself. In the years I have done this, my food list has changed fundamentally. Now I can eat some fish and seafood, two grains, no aged cheese, and simple vegetables. I am taking, hourly, an enzyme supplement, papain. I wear a kitchen timer that rings every hour. For economy I buy the papain in bulk, and make the big capsules myself, 400 at a time. I started taking it about a year ago. Muscletist says I have no more of the invisible biting mites. The mites that I had almost all life, but there are some on the sheets in my bed, so I continue taking it. When I stop taking the papain, I'll muscletist the list again. I am sure it will change. So why aren't you supposed to eat everything that's edible? Because just because something is edible, it doesn't mean that your body can deal with it and turn it into nourishment. Almost everything is toxic to one degree or another. It's the selfish gene's way of preserving what it wants. Not to be eaten. So the food items your ancestors successfully survived eating is the best food to eat. But what if you are a mutt? And most people in the United States are mutts. A mix of ancestry, therefore a mix of history. It seems that the more mixed you are, the more items on your list Muscletist will mark as edible. I am almost pure blood, lol. So you can see that what I can eat is mostly what was available to wandering Jewish tribes with nothing but the clothes on their backs. And the foods my ancestors gotten used to living in Hungary, peasant food. Nothing fancy. Nothing sophisticated. And then stuff that is missing, that is because of my personal history, being born premature, not quite ready. A weak stomach. And the intolerance to fructose. Nearly in every fruit, except bananas, and limes. Even lemons have fructose nowadays. Fructose is a lot like train cleaner, harsh. And toxic. The perfect way to poison humanity. My weak stomach can't take it. My friends used to call me seismograph because I am so very sensitive. That nicely leads me a question I have been pondering for the past hour or so. I was listening to an article by one of my teachers, Sean D'Souza. And I felt pangs of hate rise up all the way to my throat. Why would I hate this dude if I have only benefited from what he teaches? He is brilliant. Do I envy him? Do I think myself smarter? Do I feel less than him? I have muscle tested as many answers as I could think of, and they all said no. So I am inclined to think that maybe that hate isn't guidance. Maybe that hate is telling me something. Maybe what it is telling me is that I want what he has. Now, this last sentence got a full-blown yes from source. Ha. I want that, but I don't believe I can have it. Maybe I could have it, if I wanted what he wants as much as he wants it, but I don't. Or if I changed my priorities. And were willing to give as much priority to marketing as he does. I believe I could, then, but I don't want to. Seeing hate like this explains a lot of the hate in the world, maybe all of it. Cain wanted what Abel had, but he wasn't willing to change his relationship to the Creator. So he hated and killed as a result. The anti-Semites hate the Jews because they want what they have but are unwilling to do what Jews do for what they have. Same with the Orientals. Very diligent people. Or black people. So much more able to have fun. Isn't that hateful? Lol. I know it's not funny, but if you look at hate the way I am telling you, you can start to feel good about yourself, if you are the hated, and consider being willing if you are the hater. Because I am a true empath, I can feel the bouts of hate rising for a moment in my students when I point out that their delusional self-image is a mirage. They want it to be true, but unwilling to do what that self-image would have done to be as high as they fancy it to be. They hate themselves, and they hate the messenger. But the issue is unwillingness. And that they want it. They want it without paying the piper. They want it without work, without sacrifice. Once you see it clearly that that is exactly what is happening, you can set yourself straight, instead of setting yourself up for hate. I am now able to fully appreciate the gift Sean is giving me, and appreciate that I can use some of what he teaches, while being still true to what is my real love, my real work. Yeah, that is it. As unexpected as it is, the third phase activators, those simple human feelings, can use a lot of strengthening, if you want to eliminate most of the bad feelings you have. The bad feelings that make you sick. Don't allow you to sleep well. Don't allow you to have love and affinity in your relationships, and especially to yourself. So if you have time, and if you hate me for being happy, lol, spend some time with the third phase activators. You'll thank me for it. Read the details https://yourvibe.me/third phase.